There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the Lee Returns episode. And joining me tonight after her long absence chasing pool boys around a cabana, Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm great, John, and you're supposed to be quiet about the pool boy thing.
I know.
One day I might run for office.
Yes, well,
we don't need this on the internet that I chase pool boys around.
It doesn't seem to matter. How was your vacation?
It was a great vacation. I missed everyone though, but I should go on vacation more.
Yes, you should. Now,
you know,
out of curiosity, did you go to an island while you were on vacation? Was that island invisible, and were you promoting the Dragon Con to that island?
I was not, but it is kind of funny. I should go on vacation more often because, first of all, so many guests got announced while I was gone last week. My husband would be like looking on Facebook and go, oh, and now you got this person. Oh, and this person's coming to Dragon Con. And oh, this person. And oh, this person. Oh, hey, new Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. guest. I'm like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome because, yay, people are coming, which is more guests. And that's always awesome. And maybe you're going to see one of your favorites, which is always great, which is good. But no, I didn't go to an island. It is funny, Joe John. I am going to be flying over the Pacific. I'm not going to be in Pacific Airlines or what was it? Pacifica? Pacific Airlines?
Oceana.
I'm not going to be on Oceana. Thank you. I'm not going to be on Oceana Airlines, but I am going over the Pacific Ocean after Dragon Con in September. So that does make me a tiny bit nervous about some of the guests we do have now coming, which is really funny that now we do have these guests coming. So who is coming, John?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember when we last left off with you, but we'll mention that Elizabeth
Elizabeth Henstridge, who is Gemma from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., who is wonderful. She was there last year, and if there is a real life Disney princess, it's probably her. She is, honest to God, that sweet and that nice and that funny and that charming. Just like every Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. guest we've had so far, by the way. But she really, I mean, not just that Ming-Na Wen is a Disney princess, but Elizabeth could actually, like, seriously, you could see, like, little birds helping her get dressed in the morning. She was that adorably nice of a person. She's coming. And then we also have another Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. guest, Weaver. Ms. Weaver coming, who was Agent Weaver. I can't remember the real actor's name, though, John. You have it in front of you, though.
I'm looking for that one. Don't know who that is.
Christine Weaver? No, Chris. Arg.
It wasn't just Christine Adams, was it? No, that's Black Lightning. Hold on.
No.
And by the way, before you send the information, it's Oceanic Airlines.
Oceanic Airlines. Yes. Oh, thank you. Yeah. John is the much bigger loss fan.
I just know
that I'm scared about going over the Pacific Ocean. I'm not real thrilled about being in a plane over the Pacific. Yeah.
What'd you say? Okay, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but what was the agent name?
I thought it was Agent Weaver or Agent Chris. Dean, somebody, I don't know.
Ann now Weaver, Agent Ann, Weaver, Ann. Oh, no, that is the same person. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same person from, it's Christine Adams from Black Lightning as well.
Okay, yes, from Black Lightning as well. Thank you, Christine Adams, who plays Agent Weaver. See, I'm getting the Christine and the Weaver, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm still a little tiny bit on a vacation time, but no, so that's really cool. We're going to have some more people there, which is great. We are also, and we're making all these jokes about Oceanic Airlines because I said last year that for X-Track, we were doing our last Lost fandom panel.
And we had...
Because I don't love Lost.
And we had a... myself and Rox moderated Awake. We moderated Awake for...
Yes.
It was very cool, very emotional, very very cathartic. And we,
everybody,
you know,
talked about how much they either loved or hated Kate. And
well,
and
we didn't do it that way.
I know you did.
We're not Aaron.
That's true. Ha ha, Aaron Fever.
And I had my little, you know, man, Jacob and Man in Black pops there to oversee the proceedings. And it was very cathartic that we all just sort of said, okay, well, we're resigned to this, that we'll never have any Lost guests at Dragon Con, and this panel has to go, because it's been running for, you know, whatever, 12 years at this point, something like that.
The show's been off almost, 8 years now. So we've been having it since the show was on, and then, you know, since. And so, and I wasn't trying to be mean, it's just we also have new shows. And so I was like, all right, so no more fandom panels on Lost. The only way we'll ever do another Lost panel is if, lucky us, we ever get Lost guests. Which it was like, oh, that's never going to happen. Well, then all of a sudden this year we got Evangeline Lilly, who is only doing two panels at Dragon Con, and she's doing one really much more about Ant-Man and Wasp and one about her writing. She writes young adult stories. But then we also now have three Lost people coming, John.
I know,
three,
right?
Lost actors.
It's so you've got, you've got Mira Furlan.
Mara Furlan, who was there and was in many episodes and very excited about that. We've got Henry Ian Cusick. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who is also coming. He's also on the 100, my really guilty pleasure show. So I'm really kind of excited about that, too. Mm-hmm. And then who's the last one we got?
The last one you have is the Man in Black, Titus Welliver.
I think you know what? I'm going to ask him in person exactly how to pronounce it.
Right.
But we currently, the plan is there is going to be one panel just with the three of them talking Lost and talking their characters. The plan right now is that's probably going to be on Friday, subject, of course, to change pending everything and anything. But, you know, believe it or not, yes, it's only... We're only, 3.5 weeks out, but that still is a long time in Dragon Con, especially because you've seen how many people they've just added. I mean, it's kind of amazing over the past week and a half that all of the people who finally said, yep, not going to be shooting, I can come to Dragon Con. So it's all kind of great. And I also know Mira Furlan is coming because this is like the 25th anniversary of Babylon 5, which I'm like, whoa, really?
Yeah. Yeah, crazy.
I didn't know that.
Crazy.
That's really a long time ago, John.
Yep.
When do we get that old? I don't want to talk about it. But no, that's okay. So then we've got them. And then you said Black Lightning. We have a lot of, we have some new guests coming from Black Lightning, which is going to be awesome.
Marvin Crondon Jones III will be there. He plays the big bad guy in Black Lightning. The aforementioned Christine Adams, Black Lightning, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Tron Legacy is on her list. China McClane, Black Lightning, Descendants, and Ant Farm. Ant Farm is where I remember her from first, because...
Really?
Because my son was watching Ant Farm at the time.
Okay.
Let's see. Nafisa... I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Williams. By the way, while you were gone, Madman told me I'm not allowed to pronounce names anymore. Nafisa.
He said that, but now you're doing all of it.
Now I'm doing it anyway.
So. Sorry, Madman. It's my fault.
Nafisa Williams, Black Lightning, Twin Peaks, and One Life to Live. So
Twin Peaks.
Yep. Those are the latest Black Lightning guests.
Well, that's awesome. And then we also, just today, at least officially got it announced, we've got five guests coming from The Expanse, which was on Sci-Fi and is now on Amazon.
Yeah, it's, did Amazon pick it up?
Mm-hmm.
As to continue?
Oh, yeah, got picked up a little over a month. I mean, just almost really quickly after it got canceled by Sci-Fi, Amazon picked it up, yeah.
Well, why? Because they watched what happened with Lucifer? Is that what the deal is? With Netflix?
Well, wait, did Lucifer get picked up?
Lucifer got picked up by Netflix immediately.
Oh, see, I didn't hear Lucifer had gotten picked up. I heard The Expanse got picked up, but not Lucifer. So now, I'm ecstatic about Lucifer because, again, Lucifer is my other guilty pleasure show.
Now, imagine what they can do with Lucifer when they don't have to worry about, you know.
Yeah, so there you go.
Broadcast television.
So you got one's got The Expanse and one's got Amazon has The Expanse. Netflix has Lucifer. And Hulu's got everything Marvel that Netflix or ABC doesn't have. So there we go.
So, Freeform. Kaz, I've only gotten through the first season of The Expanse, which is bad on me because it is a really, really, really great show. But Kaz Anvar, his yep. credits include The Expanse and Assassin's Creed Revelations. Frankie yep. Adams, which is The Expanse, Mortal Engines, and Shortland Street. I'm not sure about those last two. Well, actually, I've heard of Mortal Engines. Actually, isn't that a movie that's coming out?
I think that is a movie that's coming out.
It hasn't come out yet, yes. right? Yeah, okay.
All right. I'm trying to get my internet up. Hold on. We're having problems. Okay, keep going.
Dominique Tipper, The Expanse and Vampire yes. Academy. And actually someone that you'll recognize, but I can't pronounce her name. Shohara Agdashlo? Wow. Shohreh.
And I'm sorry, hold on. Madman, we are waiting on the voicemail pronouncing all of these names correctly because John is really doing a crappy job about it. I got to be honest.
Anyway, so okay. She's from The Expanse, The Punisher, Grimm, and 24.
Oh, cool. Grimm. Love Grimm.
Grimm has not been picked up, though, by the way, for anybody.
Well, no, Grimm got a... But Grimm got... You know, Grimm ended on... I liked how Grimm ended. I have to be honest. You know, if we're going to talk about shows that ended well, Grimm ended well. I was pretty happy with how Grimm ended.
I'm behind on Grimm as well. And I just learned that I'm apparently on a panel for you because I got my schedule, a panel for you for Stranger Things. Is that what
yeah.
happened? Okay. So now,
you're helping moderate it. That's all.
Okay, good. Because I got to rewatch. Well, on the plus side, it's not as bad as having to do the rewatch for Lost. It's Lost is what, 100 and change. I should know this because it's actually a very important number in the series.
It's pretty big. I have got to tell you, I think it's amazing. I am so excited about getting Lost guests, but I'm also like, of course, you just guys waited until I had said, unless we get guests, guys, we can't do this anymore. And boom. All right. So I guess what show should we talk about now that we're not going to talk about anymore unless we get guests? Unless we get a specific guest. Like, should I say we're not going to talk about X-Files anymore unless Duchovny comes?
The namesake of your track? Sure. No, let's not talk about that ever.
Let's not ever talk about X-Track again unless Duchovny comes. But see, I can't do that because this year I got Nick Lee, I've got Mitch Pileggi, and William B. Davis, and Annabeth Gish coming, which is pretty damned awesome. So I'm really excited about that. All right. See, I can't say that because I'm really excited about those guests too. And Annabeth Gish, it's her first time at DragonCon. So yeah.
Cool.
I know.
Go ahead.
Well, I was about to say you also had it up because you said you had it up. There's also been some activities announced.
So, yeah, a bunch of stuff being announced over on the DragonCon events page. If you head over to Facebook and look up DragonCon events, you'll see it. If you're a single, there is a geek single mixer on Thursday night at 8:30 over in the Westin. Again, all dates and times and places are subject to change, but check your app when it gets updated. It's not updated yet, so don't ask.
Two weeks before con, don't ask.
Probably about a week from now. So, Geek Singles Mixer, Augusta.
That's a city in Georgia, John. Try again.
Again, not the person that should be reading these names. Let's see. There's a Disney trivia, Disney Dream trivia being held. This was actually, looks like it's being hosted by the Kaleidoscope track. It's in the Hyatt Regency on Friday at 4 o'clock.
Now, wait, does that mean your son is now going to come to con so he can, like, wipe the board with everybody on this Disney trivia stuff?
No, he's not coming to con. I'm sorry. There is, of course, the 2018 Geek Sing-Along, which we talked about with Joe a little bit. I believe it's hosted by both American Sci-Fi tracks, both the classic and the traditional.
Yes, and that sing-along is a lot of fun, and I've heard it is fun even if you're sober. I've actually heard that is just as much fun sober as not.
I don't believe you.
I just got to say what people tell me.
So I can't. I refuse to go there sober. No, maybe I will. So Geek Sing-Along 2018 is in the Hilton Grand East on Thursday at 8:30. So if you're already got a significant other, you can skip the single mixer and head on over to the Geek Sing-Along. Go ahead.
Hold on a second. Is it that you won't go over there unless you're not sober, or is it you won't sing unless you're not sober?
What? No, neither.
Little column A and column B. Yeah. Okay, keep going. All right, sorry. All right, go.
Yeah, so the last party on Alderaan, which someone pointed out, they thought that they changed it to Last Dance on Alderaan last year, but maybe they didn't. That's Saturday night at 10 o'clock to 2 a.m. till ? Okay. No, it is 2 a.m. Hilton Grand Salon, again, that's Saturday at the Hilton Grand Salon. Have you been to the last party on Alderaan yet?
John, what time does that party start?
Oh, it's after your bedtime, 10 o'clock.
Thank you very much. There you go. I would love to go to these parties. I work the next morning very early because that's a Saturday night party, right?
There's a Saturday night party. That is correct.
Right. And I know that I have 10 a.m. panels on Sunday.
Because you're the only one that will do them at that time.
Pretty much, yeah.
Staff
is like, we need to sleep at some point.
Also being hosted by the Kaleidoscope Track, a meet and greet with middle school authors over at the Hyatt Regency. That's on Sunday at 11:30. Again, your mileage may vary. The Doctor Who or Dragon Con Brit Track Doctor Who Ball, the fourth annual, hosted by the Brit Track, will be on Sunday at 10 p.m. So yeah, head over there. Where does it say it's at? Did I say where it's at? Does not say where it's at.
And it may not be known yet. I mean, I think some of the things.
Oh wait, there it is. Hilton Grand Salon.
That's Hilton Grand Salon. Mm-hmm. Because I think also some of the things are moving around. Because right now they were looking at the awkward middle school Stranger Things party that X-Track is doing on Thursday, and that room might be moving because the room they put us in was really, really big. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's not really a good awkward middle school dance room. But I'm like, well, but if it's all we got, it's all we got. And I understand that, but I did kind of was like, it was supposed to be like awkward middle school dance, like in the back room of, the Elks Club. But we'll see what happens. Who knows? So we'll be there. We'll be there Thursday night. And we have a DJ who is going to play 80s music. So we're really excited about that.
Are you sure about that?
Well, here's the deal.
Never mind. Let's not go into it.
No, here's the deal. I have talked to Regina, who is the goddess of programming, and we are getting a DJ who says they can do that. And we also have a backup plan that if something happens, we also, our staff, who many of us come from the 80s, have put together a playlist and have it on an iPod that is ready to pop in and do our awkward 80s dancing no matter what.
Right.
Ta-da!
So you don't have a room, official room yet?
I do not.
Not that it would matter because it would probably change.
But I think it might be being moved around. So yeah. I'm not going to say anything.
Zombie prom is occurring on Friday night at 10 o'clock over in the Hilton.
Here's the thing I think about zombie prom. Would that not be a whole lot of blood to ruin your dress and your tux and everything else?
It's where Carrie would fit in. So that's the prom she should go to. Let's see. Brit Track is also hosting a Dragon Con Volgon Poetry Slam, the second annual such thing, on Saturday at 8:30 in the Hilton Galleria. I guess that's 5.
Okay, wait. Hold on a second. I got a question here. Vulgon, you know what Vulgon poetry is, right?
Yeah, it's horrible poetry.
It's horrible poetry. It's from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I'm trying to think of, I mean, like, it's a poetry slam, so somebody has to get up there and read it, but other people have to listen to it.
Yeah. Well, and it literally says, can you survive? So.
Wow, that sounds painful. Yep. Both ways. Just make sure you have your towel, as my husband just said as he's walking out the room. Also, he has a cold now, too, and is taking his DayQuil and NyQuil as we go. So, sorry. We've all passed around the early con crud in our house now. So, yeah.
Let's see.
Sorry. Off topic. Go next.
Misbehaving Mavens. No, I think that's not really an event as much as get together on August 31st and three more says so. Oh yeah. So they're going to be at the, their events are actually on the Filk track. So their music, the Filk track actually, is going to be hosting a concert spotlight music from the world of Harry Potter. On the Filk track. Hopefully we're going to have someone from the Filk track in the next, probably within the next five episodes here. By the way,
actually, I was going to say that we are actually, we're looking forward to having Filk track very soon, Apocalypse track, and some other tracks setting them up. So coming soon.
Yeah. So just to give you a quick update. So why you've missed some, there's been a few days here, probably I think it's three now at this point, where there haven't been any, we've all, you know, as we stay at the very beginning, the very first episode, there's life things going on. So we try to get as many of them done. And as we start to get towards the end, we'll double and triple up on nights so we can have, some in the bank that we can post ahead of time. Or at least edit and have them ready to be posted. Because as we approach Dragon Con, it becomes tougher and tougher for everyone to kind of get together. But as I said, I think my prediction was 30 this year out of the 50. So I think I'm on track for it to be 30. So anyway, that's where we're at.
My daughter, I think you'll have more than 30. Daughter, come on, dude. Really?
My daughter goes to college. I drive her to college a week from today.
You drive her to college a week from today? Really?
Yes. As we record this. As it gets posted, it's literally her first day.
Oh, that hurts
my
heart. Yeah. Okay. Oh wow.
And my son starts his high school career this Friday, so in 3 days.
Wait, high school starts that early?
I thought I think in Atlanta you guys have already started, haven't you? Well, you don't know because you don't have a kid anymore.
You have a kid. Still, mine's a college student too. Yes. I have not yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's where we're at. So anyway, those are some of the happenings that are going on. I think you may have missed this too, Lee. While you were gone, there was a bit of controversy. Eddie McClintock is still not the Grand Marshal, for one thing.
Okay, you stop. All right. Okay, guys. I got screwed up.
And two,
Eddie is going to make me pay for this somehow. I know.
In our controversial food episode, we alluded to the fact that there was going to be a limited seating at the Peachtree Center because it's under construction. So one would naturally assume, given the pictures they keep showing, that there's no way there's more seating than there was before. However, Peachtree Center did reply back via Twitter to tell us that, in fact, there is going to be 150 more seats than there were last year, even though in spite of the construction.
Well, I mean, here's the thing about Peachtree Center. It's if you're from the Georgia area, there are a couple of highways that are usually somehow always under construction, either I-20 or I-75 or I-285 or all three. Maybe under construction. Peachtree Center downtown, it's kind of a lot like Five Points, the MARTA station, and the area around that area. Those areas are kind of always in a construction area, a construction period. Mm-hmm. And yet it doesn't seem like anything really changes. So don't worry about it. It'll be all right. Don't worry about it. I did want to say, because you didn't say it yet, but Mr. Ashmore, I also is now coming from Warehouse 13. So if you want to make fun of me about you know, that I've screwed up some stuff, that's fine. You can keep making fun of me, but now Aaron Ashmore is coming too. So, ha!
I think we did mention that on one of the previous podcasts, but
Aaron's yes. coming back. Ha, ha, ha. So, ha.
So, and, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, saying that Eddie might not be the, Eddie might not be the Grand Marshal of the parade, but he is still doing the masquerade.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to host it. And Jinx is coming back because he's only been, I think, one other time. And this will be now another time for Jinx. So hush. Ha!
All right.
So I'm not that bad. I got confused. Look, I'm so happy Eddie's coming back just like everybody else that I just got it in my head that he was doing everything. That was it. I just got it in my head for that. So awesome. All right. So we are back to your regularly scheduled, more things about
your irregularly scheduled, but yes.
Yeah. Irregularly scheduled. Yes. I should go on vacation more. So we get a lot more people announced. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to finance that, I would absolutely love to go back to Seattle or Portland. I haven't been there in a long time. Cause I need to go look for Sasquatch. I really do, John. Mm-hmm. But do you think Sasquatch goes to motels? Because I'm still not going to be camping.
Yeah, could you write it off as a DragonCon expense?
Oh, I wonder if I could.
It's research for your track, right?
Ooh, that's a good idea. Oh, I'm gonna have to ask my
Regina. You can save the phone. You can save the quarter, the dime, whatever. Yeah, we already know that the answer is a no.
Why not?
Jeez. All right, so as tradition, we have to do a game. William is tired from doing his high school stuff today. His what do you call it? The pre thing. What is it? The walkthrough. The
pre-reg.
The
register. No. He's registered. Find out where his locker was.
Orientation. Orientation. That was the word I was. So what I've decided to do is I've pulled out some random Family Feud questions, and I've covered up the answer so I can't see the answer, and I'll just. You and I will take turns, do five of them, and then see who gets the score, high score at the end. This is generic Family Feud, so it's not themed.
Oh, it's just generic. All right. Yeah, so wait, what does the winner get? It's just you and me. So what does the winner get other than just bragging rights? I'm good with bragging rights.
Just bragging rights.
Oh, good. I'm all right with that.
All right. And I'll let you go first. Name a professional sports team named after a bird.
The Orioles.
Okay, and I will say the Falcons, the Atlanta Falcons.
And my number two would have been the Gamecocks, but okay, go.
Okay, so Falcons were on there, but the Orioles were not. So we got the Eagles as number one. And Cardinals is number two, Blue Jays three, Ravens four. Falcons were number five for 5 points.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. A Canadian baseball team was on there and the Orioles weren't?
Yeah, Blue Jays, you know.
That's kind of funny, but okay, keep going. This is the worst Family Feud ever, but keep on.
All right, so here's the next one. Name a weapon that could be used that would, name a weapon that you would use to scare off a burglar.
You go first.
No, you can go first.
Oh, shotgun.
Baseball bat. Oh, hey, we got the number one, number two, except for the gun.
Woo-hoo!
The gun is 73 points. And the baseball bat's woo-hoo! 12, followed by a knife, a shoe, pepper spray or mace, and a dog would be the other one.
Okay. All right. Well, wait, you said where was number one was the gun.
Yeah. 73
and
points.
And then number two was baseball bat?
Yeah, for 12 points.
No, that works.
73 to 12. There's a big difference.
So I'm even though I didn't get the first one, I'm 73 to
17 right now.
I got it. Okay, good.
Name a major decision the whole family should participate in making. Oof.
Oh, John. Oh, this is a toughie for me right now, as you know. Yeah, about getting a new pet. A new pet.
Okay. Well, pulling the plug. That's. I guess. Actually, none of those are on there.
Neither one.
No, vacation, moving, and dinner. Those are the three that are on there.
Hey, what was number one?
Vacation. Number two is moving.
The family doesn't get it. No, you're no. Unless you're paying for it, you don't get a word in the vacation. No. What?
Name something you see on the outside of a church.
A cross?
And I'll say stained glass.
There you go.
I was literally going to say steeple, which is the number two answer.
Okay.
But you know, what happens is that you open the door and then you see all the people.
God, I just, John, you said that. And you know what I did right as you were saying it, I started doing it with my hands.
Yeah. So cross was number one for 47 points. Steeple, woo-hoo! Number two for 17, but I didn't say that. So stained glass was number three for 12 points. And then a sign or a church name. All right. Last question.
Mm-hmm.
And I put them. Oh, here they are.
You lost your box.
No. And the box was there. I just didn't have the, I only had four cards in my hand, not five. Name something that one of the five little piggies did. Name something that one of the five little piggies did.
Oh, wait. I'm looking at my toes. One little piggy went to market.
Okay. Wee, wee, wee all the way home is the one I'm going to say. Okay, ah! Went to the market's number one for 50 points. Wee, wee, wee all home was 23 points. Oh, man. The other ones were stayed home.
Was a fair fight, and I kicked your butt. I want it noted.
Eight roast beef was number four, and number five was had none. Now,
hold on. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy had none.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy ate roast beef.
This little piggy had none.
Yeah,
okay. I couldn't remember the piggies.
But out of curiosity, why is the piggy eating roast beef?
Well, I mean, he's not a cannibal, as opposed to bacon.
So.
Little piggy had roast beef. That's not a cannibal.
I understand that, but it still seems like that's not something a pig should be eating anyway, in general. Well, solidarity for your farm, your farm friends.
Hey, wait, hold on. Do you remember I grew up a girl in a rural county in South Carolina? And I will tell you this, and this is the voice I use when I go home and I need something from the grocery. I will tell you that pigs will eat pretty much anything.
I learned that from Deadwood.
Did you really? I did not. I learned it
from my uncle. That's how they got rid of the bodies. They threw the dead bodies inside of the pig pen, and the pig just ate.
Pigs will eat anything.
Pigs will eat
fresh food. Pigs will eat rotten food. Pigs will eat meats. Pigs will eat not meat. Pigs will eat pretty much anything.
So for bonus points, this is a Star Wars Family Feud one. Which Star Wars character would you like to be on a desert island with? We're theming this.
Han Solo.
Okay.
Sorry, that was easy
I'll go with Princess Leia, but I don't know if there's enough alcohol on the island. Is there enough alcohol on the island?
It's not about the alcohol with Leia.
It's about the drugs. All right, so for bonus points, Princess Leia was number one for 20. Han Solo was number two for 15. Doesn't matter. I don't even know if I should calculate the score.
Yes, you should. No, you should, because you know what, John? You know what this proves? After all these years, John, as much as I love you and you're one of my closest and dearest friends, as you well know, this proves that if you have a fair fight, a fair game, I'm going to kick your fuzzy white tushy. Ah!
30. Thank you.
40, 52,
72. Okay. So I had 72 points to 185.
Thank you.
All right. So that concludes this episode of The Unique Geeks, 50 Days of Dragon Con. If you want to get a hold of us.
If you would like to make me a shirt that says Lee beat John's tushy, that would be great. Or Lee beat my tushy that John has to wear, that would be great. I think you, John, you need what? 1X?
Me too, Lee. Me too.
I shut you. You're so terrible.
It's 2018, Lee.
It's been a really long day, y'all. Just go with that.
So if you want to get a hold of us, what do you call it? Do you email things? 50 days. It's 50DAYS at theuniquegeek.com. You can also call us at 813-321-0884. That's 813-3210-TUG, T-U-G, as in the Unique
Geek. And that's the Unique Geek, nothing else. Nothing else. No me too right now.
John, no, did you say
you
no meat?
Checked the voicemail in a while? Just checking.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't check the voicemail today.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Let's double check while we're doing that. We did have
we could do a second episode right after this one.
While you were gone, Zan called in with an excellent update on the hotel situations that are going on with the Westin, which is nothing bad. They were just pulling deposits out. So
that's always good. And guys, I hope everybody does remember too. And it's been on the Dragon Con Facebooks and some other places, is that do remember, even though the main hotels might be full, a lot of the overflows are not. And those overflows are not that far away, guys. Don't get upset if you got to go to an overflow. It's not bad, promise. Remember something. The Westin used to be an overflow. The Sheraton used to be an overflow.
Really, most of Atlanta now is just an overflow.
Pretty much. And I will also say, if you will email us, first wants to go to Dragon Con, but you're not going to stay 24/7, but your spouse is somebody who's looking to be in a nice hotel near a nice place where maybe they could do some shopping and have a nice spa experience, email us at 50 days and we will find something for you, because I have like two hotels on my little internal list.
There is a voice message here. Hold on.
Okay.
Let's see what this is. It could be nothing.
Hi, everyone. My name's Nicole. I'm a long-time listener. I've been going to Dragon Con for many, many years. I just wanted to say, in the last episode, someone mentioned taking a Z-Pak preventatively. I mean, they also mentioned elderberry, which emergency. Those are great. But Z-Pak is an antibiotic and is not meant to be taken preventatively. It will not prevent an infection, especially not a viral infection. What would be very helpful is to get your flu shot. I know some of the pharmacies have them already. They take about 2 weeks to work, so get them soon. And I'll see you all at con.
Okay, so you didn't hear that, did you, Lee?
I didn't hear this, but guys, antibiotic resistance is a real thing. Do not take a Z-Pak. I know who said it, too. I even have it in my head. I know who said this.
Yeah, I think it was Madman that said it.
Huh?
I think it was Madman that said it.
Oh, I was going to say it was Rock. So, okay.
She was saying, take a, emergency or any of those things. Let me see if I can get the right one. I realized I pulled this up on the wrong channel.
It is also good. Flu shots usually do come out sometime close to now.
She did say that.
And so if you haven't gotten one, it's a good idea to go on and get a little early if you can from your local pharmacy or your doctor. If not, if you haven't gotten last year's, get last year's for crying out loud. That stuff is still wandering around, I promise.
I can't seem to pull up the right version of Skype on here. All right. Well, you'll have to trust me that she said get a flu shot as well. So,
yeah, get a flu shot. Flu shots are good. Trust me. Flu shots.
Have a good day.
Nope. That was the end of her message.
And not only get a flu shot, remember, it's now a good time to start eating right. Do your veggies, your 5 veggies and fruits a day and stuff like that. That helps too.
We have another message here.
Okay.
That will play. I don't know how I can get you to hear this. So you'll
I
have
heard
to trust
the last
me.
One.
Oh, you did hear it.
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, okay. All right, then let's try this one.
Yes, I'm leaving a message for the Unique Geek. Please don't put my voicemail on the podcast.
Oops. Okay, stop right there.
Stop. Oops. All right, so you'll have to listen to that later, John, and then let us all know what they were saying.
Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be it for today's show. Lee will hang out and we'll listen to this afterwards, and then not tell you anything about it. Enjoy.
Yeah, we'll tell you later, maybe. We'll talk to you later about it.
So, for Lee, this is John saying, until next time, peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.